This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Good morning and welcome to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. Big day, big show. It is the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby on this Saturday, May the 4th. All eyes will be on Sierra Leone, a favorite to win, and our eyes and ears will be on one of Sierra Leone's co-owners, Brooke Smith, the head of Rocket Ship Racing. Brooke will join us in moments as he prepares for one of the biggest races of his thoroughbred ownership career. Another heavy hitter in the horse racing industry, Woodbine CEO Michael Copeland, sits down with us today to discuss Woodbine's brand new season, what's in store and what to expect from the famous Toronto racetrack, including a look ahead to several high-profile stakes races like, oh, the King's Plate, and what Woodbine is rolling out this afternoon, all in celebration of the Kentucky Derby. Let's also look ahead to Wednesday, May the 8th, opening day at Ajax Downs. The unflappable GM, Emilio Trotta, will give us the 411 on all things Ajax Downs, including races of note during this year's truly exciting quarter horse meet. And finally, he's back. My co-host Larry Simpson will once again try to sniff out some potential betting gems at Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, and some other North American tracks racing today with our Ponies Picks of the Day, sponsored by Rocket Ship Racing. It's going to be a great show. Please get your HPI and Dark Horse accounts ready to go for some heavy-duty action. When we come back, Larry Simpson will join us with our show feature, in case you missed it, Ponies 24/7's recap of the week that was in horse racing news, sponsored by RS Bulk Propane.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. More from the track when we come back on 105.9 The Region.
Go from dark horse to winner. Dark Horse is Woodbine's new easy-to-use betting app that brings the thrill of the track right to you. Its AI-powered insights and strategies help you make smarter bets straight out of the gate. Feel the excitement of live-streamed horse races wherever you go. Get $30 to start betting when you sign up today using promo code GET30. Download the app for free at PlayDarkHorse.com. Available on Android and Apple devices.
The Horsemen's Benevolent and Protective Association of Ontario, the HBPA, has represented thoroughbred owners and trainers at Woodbine and Fort Erie racetracks since 1950. The HBPA provides members and their hardworking employees with medical insurance, pensions, benevolence, negotiations with racetracks and government, and provides vital industry information to the horse people. For more information on the HBPA of Ontario, please visit our website at hbpa.on.ca.
Live harness racing continues at the Meadowlands every Friday and Saturday evening with a post time of 6:20 p.m. The Big Ams Championship Summer Meet is highlighted by the Meadowlands Pace on July 13th. And on August 3rd, it's the famed $1 million Hambletonian. This exceptional day of stakes racing has a special post time of 12 noon. Watch and wager in all of the Big M's exciting harness racing action through your HPI Bet account and Dark Horse app, and be part of the Meadowlands racing experience.
Lymphoma Canada and Ponies 24/7 recommend that you don't horse around with lymphoma. Lymphoma affects the lymphatic system of both horses and humans, and currently there are over 100,000 Canadians living with the disease. Lymphoma is also the most common cancer diagnosis for adolescents and young adults. Visit lymphoma.ca/ponies to donate to the Don't Horse Around with Lymphoma campaign. With your help, we can promote early detection, assist newly diagnosed patients, and support lymphoma research.
This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. I'm Ann Romer. Let me introduce you to my marvelous co-host, Larry Simpson, and our, in case you missed it, a look at the week that was in horse racing news and sponsored by RS Bulk Propane. Larry, jockey Sophia Vivas had a huge, huge day last Saturday at Woodbine. I am so proud of her.
Yeah, friend of the show, Sophia, was on fire, you could say. She won basically five races last Saturday, including her first stakes race ever. So It looks like it's going to be a tremendous year for Sophia, who was the outstanding apprentice jockey here in Canada last year and just received the award a couple of weeks ago. So I'm looking for big things with her because she's a very talented rider, and best thing is she can get a horse out of the gate, and that's how she won a lot of those races last Saturday. So
imagine 5 races. Good for her. She'll be joining us on the show at some point. I'm looking forward to that.
Yep.
Larry, thank
you. So am
I. Yes. And that's, in case you missed it, sponsored by RS Bulk Propane on Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine.
Are you looking for a reliable propane supplier for your home or business? Look no further than RS Bulk Propane, Canadian-owned and family-operated. With our premium propane solutions, you'll experience warmth like never before. We offer competitive prices, automated deliveries, and exceptional customer service. Don't let the cold get the best of you. Stay cozy with RS Bulk Propane. Visit rspropane.com or call us today at 855-225-0225.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7 and our new feature, Road Trip. Our look at one of the showcase races this weekend, and powered by Pineview Hyundai, the smart choice. Larry, we're packing our bags for Louisville, Kentucky. What do I need to bring?
Money and a racing form.
Good idea.
Well, Anne, it's the first Saturday in May, and where else would road trip take us than Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky, in the Run for the Roses, the 150th running of the Grade 1 Kentucky Derby, at a mile and a quarter in the dirt, and a purse of $5 million, and it's for three-year-olds. First run at Churchill Downs in 1875, the Kentucky Derby, along with the Kentucky Oaks for fillies, are the oldest continuously run held major sporting events in the U.S., as well as the oldest thoroughbred stakes races held in the same location since their beginning. The Kentucky Derby itself is the most watched and most attended horse race in the United States, and over time has earned the monikers of the most exciting 2 minutes in sports and the fastest 2 minutes in sports. The Great Secretariat has the honor of winning the fastest Kentucky Derby, completing the 1 mile and a quarter distance in 1:59.4 in 1973, and a horse by the name of Donorail has the honor of winning the Derby with the highest odds, winning in 1913 at odds of 91-1. More recently, in 2022, Rich Strike was a Derby winner at odds of 80-1. Canada has been well represented in the Kentucky Derby over the years, with the Great Northern Dancer the winner of the 1964 race, and then Sonny's Halo a winner of the 1983 edition. Today sees a full field of 20 breaking from the Churchill Downs starting gate, including Bluegrass and Risen Star Stakes winner Sierra Leone, who is a nose away from being undefeated in his 4-race career. A son of Gunrunner, Sierra Leone was an expensive yearling purchase and has continued to improve each race with 4 ascending buyer speed ratings, and the long Churchill Downs stretch fits this guy's closing speed to a T. He draws one of the inside post positions today, post 2, but he should be able to get a cozy trip down on the inside until the real running begins in the stretch drive. Trainer Chad Brown has continued to work Sierra Leone since that last win in the Bluegrass, including a nice 5-furlong breeze of 1:01 on April 27th at Churchill Downs. For the record, Chad Brown is 29% with horses like Sierra Leone, making their second start after a layoff of 45 to 180 days. Today's Kentucky Derby goes through Sierra Leone, so it's Churchill Downs, race 12, number 2 Sierra Leone, and post time for the Kentucky Derby is approximately 6:57 Eastern.
Wow, I just learned so much from you, Larry. Thank you. You are a great horse racing historian, and that is Road Trip, powered by Pineview Hyundai, the smart choice.
Pineview Hyundai, combining horses and horsepower. The Romeo family has been a part of the Ontario thoroughbred industry for over 35 years. And as a provider of the official vehicle of the NHL, they want to invite you to score some huge deals when you visit their Pineview dealership and view the award-winning Hyundai lineup. Visit either store today, 3790 Highway 7 in Vaughan or 180 Delta Park Boulevard in Brampton. For an appointment, call our Vaughan store at 905-851-2851 or Brampton at 905-791-2728. Or visit us online at pineviewauto.com or pineviewwest.ca. We are the smart choice.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. A huge hearty welcome to Rocket Ship Racing's Brooke Smith, who joins us on the show the day of the Kentucky Derby. And it's a very meaningful day for you, Brooke. Why are you so excited about this particular running of the Kentucky Derby?
Every Derby is exciting, but when you have the good fortune or the lottery ticket or just the complete luck to have a horse in the race, mm-hmm. there's nothing that I could ever describe that's similar. And to have a horse that's coming off a couple stakes wins, that's dramatic to watch, comes from behind. Again, there's no words to describe the feeling.
And I remember when Sierra Leone raced for the first time and you were very high on the horse. And then there was the Remsen, he got beat a nose, and then he's had the Risen Star and then the Bluegrass. So how have you contained the excitement?
People that are around me probably would say I haven't, but I think it's just attrition that somehow bottles the excitement up a little bit, because in the last 10 days, I haven't been a whole lot of sleep. Just waking up in the middle of the night and kind of half seeing a race in my head. It's been wild.
Tell us how you acquired Sierra Leone.
My partners are kind of legends in thoroughbred racing. They've teamed up as owners and have won, you know, so many graded stakes, grade one stakes, tough to keep up with. And I had found an opportunity for a London-based broker that specializes in event insurance and sports and entertainment. I ended up becoming an investor partner with these guys, and one of them happened to be Charlie Pearson, great guy who's John Magner's son-in-law. The Coolmore patriarch, right? And so through just doing business with those guys and having fun and getting to know them, they knew I was in horses, and they made the introduction to some of the Ashford Stud Coolmore folks here in Kentucky. And then I was in Europe and stopped by Ireland and had just a lovely lunch with John and some of these same guys that I've partnered with. And the phone call came and they said, hey, would you be interested in participating with us on some of these, you know, high-end yearling purchases? And I thought, what an opportunity, one, to just get invited to do it. And two, two, three, four, five, but two, it would give me an opportunity maybe to have a piece of something that could be great. And that's been the case with Sierra Leone.
And I guess you would have to say you've owned a lot of horses, right, Brooke? So would he be the best so far?
If I say no, reach through the phone here and knock me in the head. I would absolutely say yes. There's plenty of other horses that are sentimental, and there's some exciting wins, not even stakes wins, but certain races that stick out in your head. But to be around a horse that's this amazing, and I've said this, but I believe the best is yet to come with him. Hmm. He's shown he's super talented. He's got a really interesting kind of mind and heart. Obviously, he's got the guts to make these big late moves. But I think, again, if I didn't have anything to do with him, I would still marvel at this horse at this stage. And knowing him a little bit more intimately maybe than some of the folks out there, I can tell you right now, he is, you know, some people say a freak or he's special. And, you know, you got to knock on wood when you make comments like that. But there's something different about Sierra Leone.
So it's Derby Day. It's Kentucky Derby Day. How's he looking? And what are you seeing? And what are you saying to him?
You know, if I started whispering in his ear, Chad Brown would probably hit me with the broom handle at the barn. So what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking is he looks incredible. He's just so within himself right now. We're hours away from maybe having something historic happen. Obviously, any horse that wins a Derby, it's historic. But I don't know quite what I'll do if he crosses the line first, to be honest. It could be a spectacle.
Well, talk about the name Sierra Leone. How did that name come about?
Yeah, I've been asked that a lot, and I don't really have a great answer for it. I didn't name the horse. You know, these guys are my partners. They travel around the world and are involved in a lot of really interesting things. And I think that there might have been some connection with one of them. And because of that, hopefully when they come to town, or I think most of them will be at the track today, and I'll catch up with some of these folks. Maybe I can, by the time the horse gets through the Derby or hopefully wins it, I'll have a better answer.
It's interesting. Just a few moments ago, you said that Chad Brown would, you know, not be pleased if you were whispering into the ear of Sierra Leone. So tell us about Chad's training technique.
I really like Chad. I didn't know him before this, and just being around the barn and kind of observing, I mean, he's just got, like anything else, it starts with incredible people. I mean, the folks that are working with Chad have been with him 15 to 20 years, and he trusts them, and they trust his leadership. And he's very structured and organized. You can see that people know what they're doing. It's not like he's running around the barn barking at folks to say, hey, how come, you know, do this, do that. I mean, it's really orchestrated, I guess would be the best way to put it. And he's got a formula. He always gives Frankel a shout out, which makes sense. What a legendary trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's patient too. I think that's the biggest thing. He's very, very patient. I mean, just imagine having a horse like Sierra Leone, how slow the days go from the Remsen, you know, to the Risen Star and into the Bluegrass, and just to keep that same program. I have a lot of respect for him.
Well, let's talk about something else that you're working on, have been supporting for a while, and that's the backstretch community at Churchill Downs, right? And talk about your involvement that way.
Yeah, so, I mean, the backside is just an incredible place to be in the mornings or even when the races are on. And I noticed that there was a backside learning center, and out of curiosity, you know, I kind of explored what they were doing in a way of programming for the backside kind of community. And the director there, Sherry Stanley, and her team, they get a lot done for a little, very, very kind of small anemic budget when I first started talking to them. But we created a program together called Purses for a Purpose, where owners can give a percentage of their purses to the Backside Learning Center, you know, 1%, let's just say. If you just sign up, you know, let's say you have a half a dozen horses as an owner, and you put each one of them in the program. And it doesn't sound like a lot, and it really isn't, but if you get enough owners that are like, hey, you know, these are the people that make this happen, and I want to support them and the things that maybe they don't have at their fingertips, so why not give 1% or 2% of the purses that I make? And if enough people are agreeable to that, it can make an enormous difference. And since I've been talking about this and had kind of this microphone in my mouth or my face related to Sierra Leone, I've talked about it a lot, and I'm happy to say that there are owners signing up their horses. And I put a bit of a challenge out there. Hey, if you have horses that are racing at Churchill, you know, let's see if we can get to 150 enrolled in the Purses for a Purses program, you know, based on 150 at Derby.
That's fantastic. Well done. So your middle name is Philanthropy. I've decided that.
And no. Yes. That's such a big word.
Yes, I know. Try spelling
my middle initial is, my middle initial is T, so let's just have a thoughtful. I mean,
okay,
we can all be a little more thoughtful. No. I'll take that.
Okay, that sounds good. Where did that all come from, that thoughtfulness, that philanthropic thread that goes through your life? Did it have anything to do with how you were brought up?
Yeah, I mean, I was fortunate to have a mother and father that were great influences and were there for me. I was an only child, and I lived out in the country, so I had to spend a lot of time kind of entertaining myself, to be honest. And I when good things happen to me, I can usually look around and say, well, it's because I hooked my wagon to the right person, mm-hmm. or someone gave me some guidance. And, you know, I'm no different than anybody else, but I have had some fortune, good fortune. And I just think that anything that anybody can do to help someone else, no matter what your state of life, it's what really is a good energy, you know?
Bravo, mm-hmm. Brooke. Mm-hmm. Bravo.
When you first got in the horse racing business, Brooke, was there somebody that you idolized or looked up to and maybe, you know, kind of helped you along?
Early on, I had a combination of trainers. Just because I was, you know, kind of start, stop, sputter here and there. And Murray Johnson was one of the Australian guy, one of the first trainers that I worked with. We had some luck. Then I ended up meeting a guy named Danny Hutt, who since left this world way too early, but incredible guy, charisma, personality, made it fun. And we had some success. In fact, to compare those two together, the first time I think that one of our horses, Bunk and Ted, ran at Churchill Downs in the fall meet, was against Perfect Drift, and Bunk and Ted kind of came up the rail, I think if I remember right, and won the race, and then the jock or somebody claimed foul, and Perfect Drift claimed foul, so he beat Perfect Drift, who's an incredible horse over the years on the Pacific Classic and other things. So you know, those are the kind of things that stand out. I think it's a combination of all the people that are in the business, and most of them are willing to, you know, answer your questions, which is good.
I'm going to continue to label you, Brooke. So this time I'm going to call you an entrepreneur extraordinaire. Can we talk about Rocket Ship Racing? What does it mean to you?
You know, Rocket Ship was put together with the thought of creating kind of a brand and also having fun. You know, people that know me probably get tired of me sending them the rocket ship emoji. But the thing about rockets is they're just amazing, and especially if they're shooting for the moon, you know? So I just love kind of that thought and that visualization of something starts somewhere and then just the sky's the limit. So that's where the name originated, and it's kind of followed me around in some of the other business things that I've done. We put Rocket Ship together. At first, I had a thought of maybe inviting some other partners to come in, and maybe that will happen someday. But most of those horses are owned by myself. I have a few partnerships. And you're getting your baseball cap on and watching your silks out there, nothing like it.
And you've got a stable up here now.
That's right, Larry. we might have a couple to talk about up there before we know it. So yeah, that's fun. Yeah.
Can you tip your hand at that? We might be able to talk about a couple. Who are you speaking of?
You can help with that. There's two horses up there. We call one of them Frosty, and the other is Bourbon North, of course. Come on.
Of course.
Bourbon North is getting ready to enter here and has just come off a bull at work. Mm-hmm. So we've got something under the hood. I mean, it takes a second sometimes for these horses to get going, but I think there's some real promise there.
And what are your expectations when it comes to Frosty and Bourbon North? I'll drink to that.
Yes, exactly. I'd just say that they can find a level that they can compete. They don't have to be the next potential stakes horse. I just want to figure out kind of how they're feeling and where they belong. And then I'm not one, regardless of what I have in a horse, to sit around and wring my hands because, you know, I may have more in the horse than where, he might need to run for a tag. And I'm perfectly fine to just really give them the chance, because horses, look, you got to give them a chance, and they want to win. They want to be out in the middle of it, or you can defeat them. And so I think the art of all this stuff, and again, I'm not the expert. I rely on everybody else to make these decisions, kind of find the right spot.
That's
for them.
So smart. That's the best way to go through life, frankly.
Yes, exactly.
Well, before we let you go, Brooke, and thanks for doing this, but you're from Kentucky. You live in Kentucky. What would it mean to you to win the Kentucky Derby?
You know, there's no real direct way to answer a question like that. It's a combination of so many things: history, tradition, the beautiful horses, and, I don't know if it's like winning a Super Bowl or a World Series or the Stanley Cup, but it would be this moment in life, I think, that obviously they can't take away from you. You're in the history books. The celebration with friends and family and all the folks that would be around, that would be incredible. But after all that dust would settle, I think, if people would just say, hey, we were excited that that team, that group, won, or that he was a part of that, versus, just, oh, here's somebody else that's just won the Kentucky Derby. And being from Kentucky does make that kind of story unique. So I'll need at least a month, if it does happen, to give you a proper download on what was going, the emotions, I guess.
You've brought tears to my eyes, I have to tell you. We will be watching.
Yeah, and the last thing I'll add is when they play my old Kentucky home and the horses come out for the post parade, this particular Derby, even though I get goosebumps and my eyes get welled up, there's going to be goosebumps on top of goosebumps and tears on top of tears.
Well, Brooke, thanks for doing this, and good luck today.
Thank you so much.
When we come back, Woodbine CEO Michael Copeland joins us on Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Follow us on Twitter at 1059 The Region. We'll be right back.
Enjoy the thrill of the race anytime with HPIBet.com, the number one betting site for experienced horse players. Join for free and watch and wager when you can't bet at the track. Stream live racing from over 500 tracks from around the world. Bet with ease from anywhere. It's safe and secure. Sign up today and get 1 month free live race streaming. Plus, for a limited time, get a $100 bonus and your first bet is on us. Go to HPIBet.com to join for free today.
Ontario Racing, the excitement of thoroughbred, standardbred, and quarter horse racing at 15 racetracks. We are the voice of the Ontario horse racing industry, and we direct breed improvement programs, set annual race dates, and work on attracting new horse owners and race fans. Ontario Racing is committed to supporting a vibrant industry with one vision, working together for a stronger horse racing community. To get your horsepower, go to OntarioRacing.com and experience the excitement. Ontario Racing, three breeds, one vision.
This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Welcome back to Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine. We're thrilled to have with us today Woodbine CEO Michael Copeland, who is here to talk about business and pleasure when it comes to horse racing. Hello, Michael. Welcome back to the show. It's really great to have you on this time of the year, which is spectacular. Your season got underway a week ago. How's the first week been?
It's been terrific, and it's nice to speak to both of you again. It is an exciting time. It's always great when the horses come back and you see the activity on the grounds and in the back stretch. And last weekend with the crowds back in the grandstand, there's a lot of excitement. There was some great racing, and everybody's looking so forward to this upcoming meet. So there's certainly a lot of energy and a lot of excitement for everything that's happening and soon to come.
And you also reopened the Woodbine Cares program gardens, right?
We did. So last weekend, we announced the reopening of the Woodbine Community Garden. You know, this is something that was a big part of the Woodbine community prior to COVID, and with a lot of things during COVID, we had to temporarily close that down. But we saw that there was so much interest from our staff to bring it back, and it's such an amazing thing that not only brings our people together sort of in a common purpose, and but it brings the community volunteers together, and you know, it has produced over 10,000 pounds of fresh food for the community. So there's a real tangible output. We're doing good, and so it's nice to be able to bring that back. We had Premier Ford and Mayor Chow on site to help relaunch it, and we really are looking forward to not only bringing back those things we did in the past that were so successful and important, but creating new ones, and that's a big part of it.
Well, and let's talk about some of the initiatives that Woodbine is currently working on to improve what we call the racing experience.
Our racing, as you know, is best in class at both Woodbine and Mohawk Park, and it's always about not resting on our laurels by taking the things that we're doing well and enhancing them and finding ways to build around that. So at Woodbine this year, we're creating a new experience down on the apron. So, you know, trying to create some spaces where people can take in the races in comfortable seating with, you know, the best views in sport. Trackside views, there's really nothing like it when you see the horses coming down the stretch and being trackside. So we're building out that space. That'll be ready for King's Plate in August. We have created a new space called the Turf Lounge, you know, an exciting, current, more modern space for hosting groups. We're having a big party today for the Kentucky Derby. So that's going to be a great site for groups to come in and experience races in a really fun, fun way. And we have improvements to our Woodbine Club upstairs, which is our, you know, more traditional dining experience, you know, putting some fresh touches and on that space and more to come on how we're going to utilize that space for owners and trainers and club members, and just continuing to look forward to the great success that has been that we had with the Stella Terrace. It has been the best place to be in the city in the summer. Just the atmosphere, the food, everything that goes into it, the track views, and that opens on May 18th. So, you know, we're really trying to create new and energetic spaces to take in the races. You know, in addition to that, continuing to cater to our core fans and making sure that they have a space that fits
everything they're looking for, but you know, really consciously trying to reach out to a new fan base. We always have to be conscious about bringing in new fans into the sport, and we're really leaning in to do that.
Well, speaking of new fan bases, last year you partnershiped, I guess you could say, with Bet365 for sports betting, and where people can go on the Bet365 app and bet Woodbine Racing and several other tracks. Now, how has that relationship been, and are you seeing that young generation maybe migrating over to the horse racing side now?
It has been a great relationship. Bet365 has really been terrific in terms of building out racing onto their platform. I would say that the build has been gradual.
Mm-hmm.
One of the challenges we've had is really trying to integrate racing alongside the other sports. And there's some regulatory issues that we're trying to overcome to allow us to market and promote racing side by side with other sports that you would see in a lot of the mainstream ads. When you see these ads and they're showing hockey or baseball or basketball or football, they're not showing a horse race alongside those sports. And that's because there's some regulatory limitations right now that prevent them from doing that. We think that we need to get past that. We think it makes sense for customers in Ontario who want access to sort of all sports. Right now they can bet on racing, but we really need to make sure that they're aware that it exists and that it's a choice alongside the other sports. So I think once we're able to achieve that, it is really going to gain exposure for racing within the sports ecosystem. But I think not having that has held back the level of growth. So we're still optimistic and confident that it's going to be a big part of our future. But it's just taking a bit of time to get up to those levels that we'd hope to be at this point.
When do you think we will see the other sports betting companies getting on board rather than just dealing with Bet365 right now?
We're hopeful by the end of this calendar year we'll see others that are offering racing. There's certainly a lot of interest.
Mm-hmm.
We're having great conversations with several partners. The challenge that we have is it's actually much more challenging from a technology perspective than you would think, certainly than I would think. And I'm not a deep technology expert, but there's a lot of work that goes into integrating the systems that we have in place. So we're working through those challenges. Once we're able to do that, I think it's really going to take off. But it's this, an initial startup phase with anything, trying to find the solutions that work. We've got a really good one with Bet365, and we're well down the road of having the solutions that are going to make sense for the rest of the industry. So we think towards the end of this year, we'll have a couple other partners on board, and then just building up from there. So we're in this for the long game. This is going to be the future of how the younger demographic engages with racing. The important thing for us is that we maximize the opportunity and we make it sustainable and strong. So we'll be patient and do it the right way, but we're hopeful that we'll see it start to really grow towards the end of this year and into next year.
And Michael, just getting the word out about how incredible horse racing really is, what a sport it is, and how exciting it is, and how dramatic it can be, and how lucrative it can be, that's so important. That brings me to the King's Plate. It is the cornerstone of the meet this year. What are the plans, and how are they looking for the King's Plate?
Well, the King's Plate is always sort of the gold star on the Woodbine, the Woodbine calendar for sure. I mean, along with the Pepsi North America Cup, the Mohawk Million at Mohawk Park, but at Woodbine, the King's Plate is a special day. And we think that it can and should be a signature event on the Toronto sports calendar. And it already means a lot to a lot of people, and we think we can just expand that. So our plans are really just to build it up in terms of the number of the people that are on site for King's Plate. So we're looking to bring in several thousand more people than we've seen in years past. And the way we're going to do that is by building out new spaces, new experiences, things like I mentioned, the the new spaces in the grandstand, at the apron, but also on the exterior. We have the ability to take advantage of spaces that are being opened up with the casino and with the hotel adjacent to the track. So there's a lot more that we have to work with. And I think it's just having the ambition to really realize the stature that this can be. So we've got an amazing team that has a lot of energy, a lot of ambition, a lot of belief. And we're gonna just make this just the greatest place to be in the summer in Toronto. So more to come as we build out those plans. But it's pretty great. It's pretty great when we see it all come together.
Let's talk a little bit about Woodbine Mohawk Park.
Sure.
And it's pretty much the same plan there, I would say, right? You're going to push the guest experience and the horse racing experience to these people, but it's just a different breed of horse, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a different experience. And you know, I think Mohawk Park, you know, it's just such an amazing place to be. There's such a real connection to the community that you feel when you're watching racing at Mohawk Park. And I think it's about just doubling down on that. And, you know, we've got such great events like the fireworks night that we do there. We get thousands of people out to watch the fireworks and the light shows that we've been able to develop with our, you know, state-of-the-art lighting system that we have installed there. But the racing itself, it's, you know, when you think about sort of a nice summer evening at the track in Ontario, Mohawk Park is one of the first places that come to mind. So it already is a gem. I think it's about taking all the good things that the team does there and just making sure that we, you know, continue to just respect kind of what it means and what it means to the community and how it, in the purest form, sort of represents racing, the racing industry in Ontario, and all the, you know, the farms and the people that are employed. You can sort of feel their presence when you're at Mohawk Park. You know, you build that with just making it welcoming, having great food, having exciting racing, and building out some of these other things around it, and just continue the good work that's being done there.
Michael Copeland, you are Woodbine Entertainment's new CEO. How do you like your job so far?
I love my job. I'm incredibly lucky. I mean, I think a couple of reasons for that. Firstly, I get to work with a great team. We've got really smart, hardworking people who really believe in our purpose, which is supporting the Ontario racing industry. And sort of when you bring all those things together, you can do some amazing stuff. And the fact that we all together are motivated to do amazing stuff is a great environment to be in. And I think when you look at the opportunity we have, I mean, Woodbine means a lot, has a really long storied history. It's important to the city of Toronto. It's important to Etobicoke and Oakville and Burlington in Mississauga. But you know, the Etobicoke, Milton, surrounding areas that, you know, I think it's respecting that and looking at the amazing opportunity we have to go to even greater heights. You know, the property that we have where Woodbine is situated and building that out to not only surround the racing operations with people and other amenities, and but, you know, to build housing for the city. You know, we have the ability to build tens of thousands of housing units that is a contribution to the city that we call home. And our relationship with the casino and what they are, you know, bringing in terms of a whole new entertainment experience, and us being partners with them in that endeavor, you know, having mass transit that's coming onto the site that's going to sort of unlock it to the people in Toronto. There's a lot to look forward to. So to be able to have the opportunity to, you know, to work with a really ambitious team that believes in who we are and where we can go, but also to have the opportunities in place to realize it is special, and I'm very grateful and will not let people down that are counting on us to realize everything that we're able to realize.
Well, Michael, you've sold us.
So. Yes, we're all on board.
We're all on board. But thanks for doing this, and enjoy the Kentucky Derby today, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you. Let's hear for our Woodbine jockey, KK, who's racing today in the Kentucky Derby. He's a star for us, and I think when the people around the world see him racing in the Kentucky Derby today, they're going to see something special. So
we will join we'll join the chorus of cheers. Yeah. That is for sure. Michael Copeland, CEO of Woodbine Entertainment, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you again very soon. Time for a break. When we come back, Emilio Trotta, Ajax Downs GM, is next on Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Listen live at 1059theregion.com.
Are you looking for a reliable propane supplier for your home or business? Look no further than RS Bulk Propane, Canadian-owned and family-operated. With our premium propane solutions, you'll experience warmth like never before. We offer competitive prices, automated deliveries, and exceptional customer service. Don't let the cold get the best of you. Stay cozy with RS Bulk Propane. Visit rspropane.com or call us today at 855-225-0225.
Live harness racing continues at the Meadowlands every Friday and Saturday evening with a post time of 6:20 p.m. The Big Ams Championship Summer Meet is highlighted by the Meadowlands Pace on July 13th. And on August 3rd, it's the famed $1 million Hambletonian. This exceptional day of stakes racing has a special post time of 12 noon. Watch and wager in all of the Big Ams' exciting harness racing action through your HPI Bet account and Dark Horse app and be part of the Meadowlands racing experience.
Enjoy the thrill of the race anytime with HPIBet.com, the number one betting site for experienced horse players. Join for free and watch and wager when you can't bet at the track. Stream live racing from over 500 tracks from around the world. Bet with ease from anywhere. It's safe and secure. Sign up today and get 1 month free live race streaming. Plus, for a limited time, get a $100 bonus and your first bet is on us. Go to HPIBet.com to join for free today.
This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Always a pleasure to be joined by a man who's unforgettable, Emilio Trotta, General Manager of Racing Operations at Ajax Downs. And they open for business, if you will, on Wednesday. It's the 2024 quarter horse racing season. You are a busy man, and thanks for taking the time to be with us, Emilio.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Better for hearing your voice.
Thanks for having me on the show again. Greatly appreciate it.
Well, let's talk about next week. It's a big week for you, right? You start Wednesday. Let's talk about the 2024 racing season. How many dates do you have, and what can we expect?
We've got 25 race dates this year. Once again, similar schedule to last year. So it should be very exciting. We're looking forward to it. A lot of great events and things planned once again. So hopefully we'll have another successful season like we did last year.
And let's talk about how you are presenting your opening day on Wednesday. What have you got planned?
Generally, the weather isn't the kindest to us, but we're planning on having some giveaways and some contests and prizes for folks, kind of try to make it fun, get them involved in the race day itself, and just show them a good time.
Let's talk a little bit about Ajax Downs itself. How many years have you guys been racing?
This will be our 55th year, I believe.
Really?
And not always with that name, Ajax Downs.
The name changed back in 2009, and prior to that it was Peacock Downs.
Right.
And the Peacock family has been involved since 1969 when Norman Peacock opened the facility. Family's been racing for quite some time, and as you may or may not recall, we lost Norman last year, and so we had each race day we kind of honored him with a different photograph and whatnot on our cover and a different story each week, just talking about Mr. Peacock, and we're still carrying on.
And well, I might add, so Ajax Downs is quarter horse racing. Can you give us, for our new listeners, a quarter horse 101?
I like to compare it to the Olympics. You've got the 1,500-meter run, which the runners run around the complete track, whereas you've got the 100-meter sprint, and those athletes, Carl Lewis, et cetera, and DeGrasse, you know them or hear their names, they run that straight line 100 meters, and they go as fast as they possibly can, and those individuals usually get it done. Well, they're getting it done below 10 seconds. Some of them, I think, are in the low 9 seconds. And so quarter horse racing, it's a straight line sprint for the most part. Quarter mile is generally the longest distance they will go, but it's just an all-out sprint. And the races are generally completed in less than 20 seconds.
And what does a quarter horse look like?
Typically, a little stockier up front, a little more muscular than the thoroughbreds. Thoroughbreds are taller, longer legs, but you know, you're getting some crossbreeding to try to maximize the quality of the athlete, because these are athletes, these horses. They're wonderful athletes. But generally, a quarter horse is stockier and a little shorter than the thoroughbred.
Let's look back at 2023, Emilio. Like, how would you describe that racing season at Ajax Downs? And do you think 2024 has the potential to be better?
We had a very, very successful race season last year. We actually set another wagering handle record for ourselves. So we beat the previous year, which was a new record for us as well. And that's going back to the days when we were even racing over 40 days. And so our handle has been increasing each and every year. So that was great. We actually beat it by 13%.
Wow.
We had great crowds coming back. Our horse population wasn't the greatest, but we managed to exceed expectations on our wagering. And that will probably be our biggest challenge this year. But last year was very, very successful.
And what was the problem with the horse population?
It's an industry-wide problem, as you've probably heard from other racetracks and other jurisdictions. That COVID thing that happened, you know, folks weren't earning as much money, and it's very expensive to keep a horse. So unfortunately, folks weren't breeding at the time because it's very costly and expensive. So the industry took a little bit of a hit with that on horse population. So we're hoping, and people have started breeding once again, that we'll catch up once again. But that did hurt, as, you know, it's costly, and if revenues aren't coming in and racetracks aren't running, and there's a lot of things shut down for a year and a half, almost 2 years, it's difficult and expensive to keep a horse.
You mentioned that your betting handle was up last year, which was very good for the industry. Did you notice, though, more new fans last year, and do you think that's something that you can kind of build on for 2024?
We did notice a lot of new folks coming out, because folks, you know, that two-year hiatus with no fans in our stands and the grandstands and running like that, you know, people were wanting to get out and be in social environments and interactions once again. So there were a lot of new people that we noticed here last year, and the key was to make sure that they were entertained so that we can retain them and have them come back the following year. And I will say this, our VIP room bookings for this year for company events or group events during a race day, we're almost 50% sold out,
wow,
which is unheard of for us in the past few years. So, you know, when the companies and firms and whatnot bring their employees out for a meeting and then enjoy the races afterwards, we'll capture some more new fans and have them come back in return.
Well, here's your chance to advertise exactly that. So people listening right now, tell us why this is the perfect place to hold a business meeting and then enjoyment after.
There is nothing like it. We are very fortunate at our track that you can get pretty close to the track and see the action right there in front of you. And you can actually feel the ground move as these wonderful athletes run by you, because you're so close and they're going so fast. Like, they get up to 70 kilometers an hour, 60 kilometers an hour. Some of them can get up to that speed, and there you just see them coming towards you and then running right by you. And I talk to people that have never been here before, and they say, what a rush that was. They've never experienced anything like that, to be so close, to be able to see that athlete run by them like that, and the dirt flying up in the air. And that in itself is pretty thrilling. And it gives, you know, your staff to come out a chance to have a good time, enjoy these wonderful athletes and animals, and get up close and personal with the action.
I keep going back to the parimutuel wagering, which is very important, obviously. I think it's great that you guys have got, you know, some new people coming in. Now, have you got any promotions planned for this coming season, you know, that maybe will attract some new fans and maybe even some new owners?
So we're hosting a Rib Fest, the Rotary Rib Fest, Ajax Rotary Rib Fest, in our parking lot towards the end of May, May 24th to 26th. They're also having, we're also hosting Bike for Bones, which is a fundraiser for the local hospitals in the Durham region in our area. And so they're going to be doing their biking, and they're going to finish here at our racetrack. And they're going to, it's going to be on a Sunday on a training day, and so that they can see the horses working out, understand where, what we do, et cetera. And so there'll be many, many cyclists here for that. We've got our big Father's Day celebration, of course, and we always have a craft beer day, which is very, very popular. And we don't charge admission for that, so we get quite the large crowd for that. Of course, we host Canada Day festivities for our town of Ajax here at the racetrack. We do our annual Family Fun Day, which is a fundraiser for Lake Ridge Hospital in Ajax itself, and that is always a successful race day. We have the places crowded and jammed and full of kids, and it's great to watch the kids get excited when they see the horses, and those are the folks that we want to get. And so these Family Fun events that we have, we're hoping that they will attract some fans for us for the long term. We also have a United Way Day, fundraiser day in October. That's another local community event. So what we like to try to do is promote ourselves through these community events, because one, it gets you engaged and known throughout the community, but you're also giving back to the community, and it's a feel-good thing for the individuals out in that community and for us. It's just better for business for all of us all around, and gets the people coming out.
Now we know what you were doing when you were 6 months away from racing from November to April. You were organizing all of this, you and your team, and it sounds fantastic, plus 25 race dates at Ajax Downs. Thank you, Emilio Trotta, for joining us on Ponies 24/7. Always a thrill.
Thanks, guys, and enjoy the rest of your day, and take care, and I look forward to talking to you guys again in the very near future.
We're going to hold you to it.
Yeah. Thanks, Emilio.
All right, I'm in.
Thanks, Emilio.
And I won't forget.
Never would you do that.
Never.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
After the break, Larry Simpson looks at some racing action today around North America, including Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, and, of course, some racing at several other North American tracks. So make sure your HPI accounts and Dark Horse app are ready to work overtime today. Stay with us for Lucky Larry's Ponies Picks of the Day, sponsored by Rocket Ship Racing.
Ponies 24/7, the radio magazine, brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Listen live at 1059theregion.com.
Discover a new breed of excitement with live horse racing. Ontario Racing represents 15 racetracks where you can experience the excitement of thoroughbred, standardbred, and quarter horse racing. To find the racetrack nearest you, go to OntarioRacing.com. New to betting? Check out our Betting 101 page and learn about the HPI Bet wagering platform and the Dark Horse app. The best and safest online betting options. Get your horsepower at OntarioRacing.com and experience the excitement. Ontario Racing. Three breeds, one vision.
The Horsemen's Benevolent and Protective Association of Ontario, the HBPA, has represented thoroughbred owners and trainers at Woodbine and Fort Erie racetracks since 1950. The HBPA promotes the exchange of ideas to further advance, market, and preserve live racing in Ontario while offering new thoroughbred ownership opportunities. Membership to the HBPA is free for owners and trainers. For more information on the HBPA of Ontario, please visit our website at hbpa.on.ca.
Pineview Hyundai, combining horses and horsepower. The Romeo family has been a part of the Ontario thoroughbred industry for over 35 years. And as a provider of the official vehicle of the NHL, they want to invite you to score some huge deals when you visit their Pineview dealership and view the award-winning Hyundai lineup. Visit either store today, 3790 Highway 7 in Vaughan or 180 Delta Park Boulevard in Brampton. For an appointment, call our Vaughan store at 905-851-2851 or Brampton at 905-791-2728. Or visit us online at pineviewauto.com or pineviewwest.ca. We are the smart choice.
This is 105.9 The Region. Ponies 24-7, the radio magazine covering the world of horse racing, is brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. Over to your hosts, Ann Romer and Larry Simpson.
Before we wrap up our show, what would Ponies 24-7, the radio magazine, be without a couple of possible betting opportunities and potential betting gems as Lucky Larry gives us his Ponies Picks of the Day, sponsored by Rocket Ship Racing. Big day of racing today, Larry.
It is, and we're going to start at Woodbine. They have a 10-race card today, and race 8 is the Grade 3 Whimsical Stakes for fillies and mares 4 and up, purse of $135,000. It's 6 furlongs on the Tapita surface. A very competitive field has been entered, including number 9, Honey Pants, who enters today's race after getting beat ahead in the Queen Stakes at Turfway Park. Honey Pants was a Grade 3 Stakes winner at Santa Anita on the grass in January. Trainer Jonathan Thomas adds Lasix today, which is a 40% move, and there looks like there is going to be a hot pace to help Honey Pants close in the stretch. Honey Pants comes into today's stakes event with 3 back-to-back 4 furlong works, and Jonathan Thomas has brought jockey Luis Machado along to ride, and he was aboard the second place finish last time in the Turfway Stakes. So Woodbine, race 8, number 9, Honey Pants. Santa Anita has an 11 race card today, and race 2 is an optional $80,000 claimer for 4-year-olds and up. It's 1 mile on the dirt, a purse of $57,000. A compact field of 5 have been entered, including number 4, Hero Status, who made his first start in over a year on March 8th, only to lose all chance when he stumbled at the break. This guy had worked well coming into that comeback race, and that was reflected by the fact that Hero Stat was bet down to 5-2 odds on the board. Since that last race, trainer Mark Glatt has worked Hero Status 5 times, and Glatt is 20% with horses running back between 31 to 60 days. He also hires the services of a friend of the show jockey Mike Smith, and together the two are 24% in 2023 and 2024. And just a note of interest, but Mike Smith was a regular rider for Hero Status back in 2022 and 2023. So Santa Anita, race 2, number 4, Hero Status. Finally, Woodbine Mohawk Park has a 12 race card tonight, including the Canadian Sired Graduate Series pace final. Race 7, though, is a 1 mile pace for a purse of $23,000. 10 horses have been entered, including number 2, It Takes Two, who shipped into Mohawk for the first time after racing at Western Fair Raceway, where he was carving out a nice season in the preferred class. Last week at odds of 19-1, It Takes Two stormed home to win by a half length in tonight's same class, in a new lifetime mark of 151-2 and a last quarter in 26-4. He's back in the same place as last week, and normally when horse wins in a new lifetime mark, it's a sign that they're in good shape and have a good chance of repeating a good effort again tonight. So Woodbine Mohawk Park, race 7, number 2, It Takes Two.
Thank you, Lucky Larry, and best of luck today. Let's, before we say goodbye, give a big shout-out to market fans of horse racing. Hello, Mark, and goodbye, and thank you all for joining us for this edition of Ponies 24-7, the radio magazine. Just a wee reminder, if you would like to receive a free digital copy of the current issue of Ponies 24-7 magazine, a new one was recently released, by the way. Please email Larry Simpson at theponies247experience@gmail.com, and don't forget about the Ponies 24-7 Lymphoma Canada campaign, Don't Horse Around with Lymphoma. For more information on this, please go to the landing page, lymphoma.ca/ponies, and donate to this very worthy cause. Stay with 105.9 The Region all weekend long, and thank you so much for listening.
Ponies 24-7, the radio magazine with Ann Romer and Larry Simpson, has been brought to you by Woodbine, Woodbine Mohawk Park, Ontario Racing, and Rocket Ship Racing. tune in next Saturday morning at 8 for more from the world of horse racing. This is 105.9 The Region.